This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hundreds of elementary schools and child care centers are getting their water tested for lead. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
So far, nearly 1,000 child care centers and 900 schools have signed up to test for lead in drinking fixtures to meet a new state law. The Test and Fix program aims to make drinking water safer for kids. Jen Filanowicz, who directs the Ruth Washburn Cooperative Nursery School in Colorado Springs, says the instructions were simple.
They really laid it out easily, made it super fast and easy to do.
Drinking water fixtures must be tested by the end of May. The state provides funding to reduce lead levels if they're too high. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
With avian flu going around, the state health department is urging Coloradans to avoid wild birds. CPR's John Daly.
The agency says risk to humans is low, but people can take steps to protect themselves and their pets. It says to avoid direct contact with bird feces or wild birds and observe them only from a distance. Wild birds can be infected without appearing sick. People who may have been exposed to it should monitor themselves for 10 days after exposure. They should also contact their health provider and their local public health agency if they have any symptoms of avian flu, like shortness of breath or difficulty breathing. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Steamboat Resort has extended its ski season into mid-April. So far this season, Steamboat has had more than 340 inches of snow, and the next few days could bring more than a foot of new snow. Steamboat's last day is now set for April 16th. This is CPR News.